Well, good morning. 6:33.
Hoi.
6:33. Are you saying 33? What's a 33?
Tree trees.
Tree trees. There's a six and tree trees. Or two
trees. On a turd of the month. On the turd month of the turd 30. Season.
6:33 and 33 seconds. What? Anyway. Welcome to it, everybody. The Plan B Morning Show. Happy Friday. And let's keep removing. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Boom! Boom! I'm sorry. Got a little crazy. Anyway, Britain's classic rock magazine has compiled a list of the 100 greatest rock songs of the century so far. And quite a few are heritage acts that make up the list. Among those who cracked the top 10 are AC/DC and Rush, with others such as Bruce Springsteen, The Stones, U2, ZZ Top, Ian Hunter, nice. Green Day. However, the number one song of the past century, 100 greatest rock songs of the past century so far. I don't think, Hunter, if I gave you a million guesses, would you get this?
It's going to be Queen.
It's not Queen.
No. Oh, it's not Queen this time, huh?
They actually didn't even make the top 10, man.
Wow. Let's see.
Let me give
Winger.
You.
Winger.
Winger, no. Should have been, though. She's only 17.
There you go.
Number 10 was No One Knows by Queens of the Stone Age. Great song. Awesome song. Yeah. Number 5, The White Stripes, Seven Nation Army. Pretty good.
Nice.
Number 2, Rock and Roll Train by AC/DC. Number 1, I Believe in a Thing Called Love by The Darkness. What? I believe in a thing called love.
That's number 1, huh?
It's
a good song.
It's a great song. It is a great song. However, number 1 over the past century? Really?
One of those biased lists, man.
I don't know. I mean, they got some other interesting ones. Like number 4 was Foo Fighters' Best of You. Velvet Revolver, Slither was number 7. I mean, like, mm-hmm. I get it. It's only the past. But still, though, number 1. I feel like they're trolling people. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think you're right there. Yeah. I don't agree with the list.
I love The Darkness, all right? I got to interview their lead singer. I'm drawing a blank on his name right now. Really nice guy, fun guy. He actually, this was at Rocklahoma years ago in Oklahoma, and there was this huge storm that came through, and everything kind of shut down. But at one point after the interview, the lead singer came back, and he just kind of hung out, and he was hiding from his band because he wasn't supposed to smoke cigarettes, and so he bummed a cigarette from me. He's like, just don't tell anybody, you know. And anyway, I don't know. I was like, okay, here you go. Here's a cigarette. So we just hung out. Nice guy. But I don't know if that's the number one rock song of the century. Here's another fun story that I did with the Darkness, and I believe in a thing called love. There was a bar in Springfield. It was this Irish pub, and the music was always too loud in there. Always. It was a college bar. It was nonstop noise. Well, one time I got there, and we got there a little bit early before the big crowd hit. I loaded the jukebox with like $30, and I played the Darkness, I believe in a thing called love, like 20 times, dude. I just back to back. And it's a longer song than you realize. It's so, all of a sudden, like, it played once. Everyone's like, yeah, all right. And then it kind of, like, leaned into the second one. People are like, oh, okay. By the fifth one, people are like, what is happening?
Turn it off.
I'm trying to think how many it got to before, like, some people came in and, like, over, like, you know how you can use more credits? To skip.
Jump in line.
Yeah, to jump in line. However, though, you got to spend a lot more money to jump in line. So anyway, I was dying laughing. God, I was dying laughing.
Somebody pull the plug.
That would have been better, honestly. They should have done a hard reset because for some reason, it must have been payday because I had no problem wasting like $30 on a jukebox just to play The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love 20 times in a row.
Jesus.
So, yeah. That was fun. Good times.
You're a terrible person.
It's just the worst. Just the worst. But yeah, you can check out the full list on their website, Classic Rock. It's the Britain one, so just keep that in mind. There you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at rock history.
On this day in rock history.
Let's see. On this day in rock history, there's not a ton that I'm going through. I mean, I have White Lion drummer was, no, that was, let's see. No,
it doesn't always have to be something. Well, nothing today.
I see, guess. Should we do, no. Here we go. This is a good one. Yeah. On this day in rock history, December 18th, 1978, Led Zeppelin finished recording their last studio album. And it was Through the Outdoor. That was it. That was their last official studio album.
Way to bring us down.
You said just pick something. All right, I picked something. I'm sorry. Gosh. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.